So here we are technically 3 days after the Ascension and a week before Pentecost. Our scriptures are the Acts, which is the actual Ascension story, and then the John scripture, which is pre-Ascension. It's interesting that John's scripture today is that of Jesus actually praying a prayer for the disciples so that they can hear, but praying to God. Rolf Jacobson says that it's like preachers when they go into a service and they're not sure if people will listen to the sermon, so they say a little mini sermon in their prayer, hoping the congregation will listen. I don't know if that's what Jesus had in mind or not. For me, there's a lot to think about in those 40 days between the resurrection of Jesus and the Ascension. We've been walking around as Easter people, so happy that Jesus was resurrected, but now Jesus is leaving. What does it mean? Is it important? Is it as important as the resurrection? Or does resurrection automatically top the chart? And if resurrection tops the chart, then why do we even recognize ascension? Some people don't. Others treat it with great respect. Some people, get this, go to church on Ascension Day, on Thursday. Yeah, that's radical, isn't it? Some actually spend the evening of Ascension outside, gazing at the stars, because they believe if you are truly worthy, you will see a star ascending into the heavens that night. Some believe that it's the day that you're actually allowed to go back into the water, the warmer season. And if you go back into the water and take a little bit of the water with you home, that water will protect you for the year. What does Ascension say to us? Us Baptists who are a little different. What does this scripture about Ascension, a little scripture found a little bit in Mark, Luke gives us a little more detail, John prepares us, and Acts gives us a narrative. I feel like some of the importance we often pass over is that Jesus was preparing his disciples, and yes, us, both in this prayer in John, but also in Mark and in Luke, where Jesus tells us to go into the world. The Great Commission. Jesus is telling us that although he can't remain here on earth, the work isn't done. And even though Jesus is leaving and sending a comforter, that doesn't mean that we're physically on our own. We've gotten to a place in our world where people think that the church is kind of outdated. It doesn't meet our needs. People blame it on a lot of things. People blame it on the music or the style of worship or the preacher or the people in the church. Jesus makes it pretty clear before he goes that we need to stick together. We need to be as one. The importance of the church is explained pretty clearly in all of Acts. That we need to take this journey together. While our relationship with God is a personal relationship, we aren't on this journey alone. We worship together. We pursue justice together. We take care of the needy together. We lift one another up. We help each other through difficult times. That's the point of the church. Not so we can come and hear great stories or sing our favorite songs, or so others can see how wonderful our new pretty clothing is. We come because we need one another. We need to be together. It's not about what we get. It's about what we give. And it's about the strength that we gain when we come together and we worship God. In whatever fashion that is, we strengthen our work. It means that we're ready to be there for one another when we're needed. It means we stand together for what's right. It means we're ready to pray for one another, lift one another up, and when necessary, carry one another. The resurrection of Christ showed us the power of God. The resurrection showed us that despite what the disciples were told, it took resurrection for them to understand the power of God. How God could allow His Son to go through death on a cross, but that not be the final word. Jesus' return was powerful, but again, it wasn't the final word. The ascension of Jesus is important, I believe, because God shows us that God believes in us. That Jesus' work was complete here on earth, but that God's work was not. That we needed to go about teaching and preaching and loving and caring and furthering God's kingdom. Ascension showed us that the disciples were capable and that we're capable of going on. And that we are given a great responsibility. And now while that is very assuring and encouraging, it is also somewhat frightening because it's a great responsibility. One of the best part of the Act story is where the two men in white appear to the men in Galilee. And the two men appear and they say to them, "Hey, what are y'all doing standing up looking at the sky? Get going. Get moving." And the disciples turned and headed back to Jerusalem to get busy. The other important part of ascension for me is that when they went back to Jerusalem, they took some time. They took time not to kick back, not to watch a little tube, catch up on Facebook, check my emails. They took some time to let God prepare them for what was about to come. Time to pray together, not off on their own, but as a group, to pray for the work that was ahead of them, to ready themselves for their responsibility. I worry that we're in a place in our world where we see the importance, or we look at the world as important, and we look at our relationships a little bit wrong. We don't see the importance of taking time to be with God. I'm afraid that we take 2 minutes here or 1 minute here or 5 minutes here to say, "God, remember so-and-so," or "God, help me through this," or "God." And we don't take the time to come together as Christians, whether that be here or in Sunday school or in small groups or in Bible studies. We don't take the time to let God prepare us. We're left here with the Holy Spirit to continue the work that Jesus started. That's our priority. Yes, thank God we have family and friends and jobs, but our priority, our reason for being here is to continue the work that Jesus began. That's not easy to hear, is it? It's not easy to think that we need to put something ahead of ourselves or our families. But that's exactly what God calls us to do. To remember the responsibility we've been giving and to stop standing around and gazing off into the future. But to get busy, to get moving. May we allow God to prepare us and to work through us. And may we thank God for entrusting us with the greatest mission, to go and be disciples. Amen.